First off, what exactly makes a good car for a teen in your view?
So it's really pretty straightforward. We like to recommend things that are slightly bigger and slightly heavier that have lower horsepower. Basically, teens are often killed in speeding related crashes, so we want them to not be able to go as fast as quickly. So things that don't accelerate very fast. And then they also have to have high crash test ratings. And Consumer Reports also includes a bunch of reliability factors so that kids aren't getting stranded on the side of the road.
Well, surprisingly, some of these picks this time around are very affordable. Tell us about some of the cheaper options.
So some of the cheaper options are going to be on the good list for used cars. So our used cars can go as low as, you know, just under $6,000 and are capped at 15. And they tend to be like the things that are maybe like 9-10 years old, but they're still really, really highly crash worthy, and they're very well equipped. And all of them have electronic stability control, and they're going to keep your kids safe. So like things that are like small, mid-sized cars are going to like fall under that $10,000 limit.
Yeah, older Mazda 3s, Honda Civics, Toyota Prius, things like
yep.
that. Can you give us examples of some of the top picks among new cars for teens?
So the new cars are everything that comes out with a Top Safety Pick Plus. They score really well on four of our crash tests. And it's a relatively small list because the price limit is $40,000, and new cars, as we know, are pretty expensive. But you'll see things like most Mazda models, CX-5, CX-50s, CX-30s, CX-90s, a handful of Lexuses, brands that like will look familiar. Like we got some Toyota, some Honda, some Subaru, things that have like high recognition for safety.
I thought for a teen driver, you were supposed to give them an old Volvo station wagon or like a 2004 Taurus or something like that. Why can't we just do that?
There are a bunch of Volvos on the use list, actually, if you're looking for one.
No, I'm talking about like a 1980s boxy, like 240 or something like that.
I mean, those cars were like bricks, but things have advanced quite a bit now. So we have better ways to keep teens safe that are like the stuff that's come out in the last 10 years. They all have electronic stability control, so kids are going to be able to keep control of them in case something goes wrong. They're all really crash worthy. They all have like the entire suite of airbags. And some of the ones on our used list, all the best ones on our used list, also have front crash prevention standard, which is the first time that we've been able to do that. Like this filtering through the used car list so that like the car can actually help mitigate some front end crashes, which is big.
Absolutely. And I'll point out that you don't have to be a teen to drive these cars. These would make a great car for anyone who wants to be safe.
Yeah, I actually really like to recommend this list for families that have younger kids, because often families hand down a family vehicle to their kid and then the parents get a new car. So if you've got a kid that's like 5 to 10 years old and you're looking for a car and you've got maybe a little more to spend, our new list is excellent because that car is going to be in great shape and it's super, super safe. So when your kid starts driving, you'll have something great that they're familiar with that you can hand down to them.